Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Zayin in Masechet Shabbos. It's the 199th daf in Shas. Bezras Hashem, I'm learning this with you from Artzeinu Akdosha on a beautiful summer night during the period of Corona, Rosh Chodesh Av, and B'siyata D'Shemaya, as 9 days begin. I hope if you're listening to me in further years, you'll be preparing for the Simcha of Tisha B'Av and not, as we are now, the Tsar of Tisha B'Av, and hopefully also the Bidud that a couple people were just asking me about should be something that should be in history and not part of our lives. Yom Me'elu Yu L'Sason L'Simcha. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of an individual who makes a mistake and does milah, which is chabura on Shabbos, and when thinking that he was fulfilling the mitzvah of milah, when it turns out he did milah on a child that wasn't chayv milah. That's going to be our first mishnah, and Gemara's analysis of it, and the machlokas of ta bidvar mitzvah, if whether one is going to be chayv chatas, as well as we'll talk about the different possibilities and permutations of when a mila will only begin on the 9th day of a child's life, or a 10th day. Normally, of course, it follows on the 8th. We will then discuss the halachos of the tzitzin ha-me'akvin and tzitzin she'ena me'akvin, the parts of mila that need to be removed, as well as the requirement of priya, peeling off the foreskin as well. And we will begin the halachos of mishamer, beginning Perek Rebbe Eliezer on the bottom of Kof Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Let's begin. Mishayel Oshnei Tinoikas. If a person has two children, Echad Lamul Achar Shabbos, one of the children needed to have their Mila after Shabbos, Ve'echad Lamul B'Shabbos. As we're going to discuss in our Mishnah later on, it's possible to have a child that was born to one mother, but there were twins, and one was born when it was still Shabbos, and the other was born after Shabbos. So you'll have two brothers. And then what happens is that they had gotten mixed up, or for that matter, any instance where the children were mixed up. V'shachachu mala shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and the one that was supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos was left out, and the one that was supposed to be circumcised on Sunday was circumcised on Shabbos. Chayiv. So then in such a case, he would be chayiv, the moel would be chayiv, because he didn't isur d'oraisa of chabura, and therefore chayiv a karban chatas. Rashi points out that we're going to see in our sugya that this is a case of ta bidvar mitzvah. Normally, when a person makes a mistake and he does a malach on Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos, or he thought it was mutter, but he didn't think he was doing a mitzvah. He just wanted to have a barbecue, so he started a fire, he baked, he cooked. So then in such a case, that would be a straightforward case of chayiv chatas. Over here, it's more interesting, it's more nuanced, and it will be subject to a machlokas tanan between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer, because he's taught dvar mitzvah. Echad lamul erev Shabbos, if you had a case where one child needed to be circumcised on erev Shabbos, v'echad lamul b'Shabbos, v'shachu mol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, what happens if they do the one that's supposed to be done erev Shabbos and Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be chayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer holds that ta bidvar mitzvah, even though you are making a mistake for a mitzvah, mechayiv chatas, you are chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Yeshua holds that ta bidvar mitzvah is going to be poter. Since your intention was to do mila, so then that is not as severe as someone who intended to do the barbecue. Now Rashi explains in the first Rashi in our Mishnah that in our Reisha as well, you could have argued that he's a ta bidvar mitzvah in this case as well, when you had the two children, one was born on Shabbos, and the other was born on Sunday. So Rashi says that even if a person is ta bidvar mitzvah, not always are they going to be pater, according to Rabbi Yeshua. In the case of where the baby that was supposed to be circumcised on Friday was not, and mistakenly is circumcised on Shabbos, then he did a mitzvah, because if a child is not circumcised on the 8th, they're circumcised on the 9th. Then Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. However, the case of the Reisha, over there, the circumcision that took place was on a baby that is not yet supposed to be circumcised. Halachically, he was only up to his seventh day. If he was only up to his seventh day, so then in such a case, there would be no circumcision. And therefore, if he was mixed up, then even Rabbi Yoshua, who holds Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, is going to be Potter, is going to say Yerchayiv, because it's only when it's Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah. That's what Rashi explains in the second Rashi. While Rabbi Eliezer holds that Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is not going to be Potter. The Gemara analyzes, Rav Huna Masni, we have two Girsos in our Reisha of our Mishnah. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Yehuda had the Girsa of Chayiv like we had. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Rav Yehuda had the Girsa of Potter. According to Rav Yehuda, that what Rashi had said, that Rabbi Yoshua differentiates whether he did a mitzvah or not, is not correct. In other words, the way we learn the Mishnah, as Rashi explained, is consistent with Rav Huna and not Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv Desanyo. Am Rav Shimon Elazar. Loi Nechleku Rav Elazar Rav Yishua Mishai Lo Shtei Tinokas. Echol Lach Moshavs Vechol Lach Moshavs Achar Shavs Shachol Mol Eshal Achar Shavs B'Shavs Shul Chayiv. There is no Machlokas in that case that if the baby was born after Shabbos, even Rabbi Yoshua holds your chayiv. Aman nechleku al mishay lo shteit nogas echolam ul ber Shabbos echolam ul Shabbos shochem al er Shabbos ul Shabbos shelaz mechayiv chaz Rabbi Yoshua potter. That the halacha is that there Rabbi Yoshua is going to say your potter only if you fulfilled the mitzvah. They don't argue in that case. Ella me'avodas kochavim, only if we're discussing the sugya of avodah zara. Excuse me. Ushneim lo limdua ela me'avodas kochavim, and both of them, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, are arguing over how we understand the sugya of chatos, which we learn from avodah zara. Rashi in Dibur Maskel el me'avodah zara spells out beautifully. Shukshu kol chatos shebetor lechatos avodah zara. All of the halachos of chatos are learned out from the chatos of avodah zara. Dichsiv teira achas yelachem. In Parsha Shlach, we have the halachos of a carbon chatas. Interesting why you have it in Shlach, because most of the carbonos appear in Vayikra. But the Torah there says, Torah achas yelechem. The Torah achas saying that the chiyuv chatas is one that is universal when compared with the requirements of Avodah Zarah. So, what does Avodah Zarah teach us? That is a machloikis between Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Eliezer, Savar, Kavod, Yitzchachavim. When the Torah says, Ma, Torah Achas, Ma, Avod, Yitzchachavim, Rachman, Oloi, Savit. V'chi, Ovid, Michayiv. The Torah says, don't do Avod, Zar. And if you do it, you're going to be Chayiv. Hachanami, Loishna. So too, over here. Over here, the Torah said, don't do this Mila on this baby. And you did it, and you didn't listen. So then, in such a case, you're going to be Chayiv. I don't care if you incidentally did a mitzvah. You were told not to do milah on this baby, because the only time you're supposed to do milah on the baby is if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, not if the ninth or not if the seventh. So in all the above cases, you doesn't matter whether you did a mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua, hasam de lav mitzvah. Over there, when it comes to avodah zarah, you didn't do a mitzvah. Hacha mitzvah. So the question is, do we extrapolate that the only time you're going to be chayiv is when you're doing an Aveira like Avodas Kochavim, and you didn't do anything positive? There's nothing positive comes out of Avodas Kochavim. Here, when it came to the Mila, you did the Mila on the wrong baby, but you did a mitzvah. So this is the position of Rav Huna, which was the way we saw, according to Rashi, in our Mishnah. And that is that when it comes to the position of Rabbi Yoshua, if you're doing a mitzvah, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you're not going to be chayiv achatas, even though in your pursuit of doing the mitzvah, and in doing the mitzvah, you actually did the baby that wasn't supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos. When will you be chayiv achatas? When you didn't do a mitzvah. When you circumcised the baby that was supposed to be done on the seventh day. That it was its seventh day. The baby who was up to its seventh day, then in such a case, you would be chayiv because there was no mitzvah that was done. Now the Gemara presents the position of Rav Yehuda, who sees the machlokis between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer through different lenses. Rabbi Yehuda Masni Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is that one is Potter in all instances, whether one does a mitzvah or not, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Desanya, we learn in a brayso. Amar Rabbi Meir Loi Nechlu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Mishoy Loi Shtei Tinoikas Echolam B'Shabbos Echad Be'erev Shabbos Ve'Echolam B'Shabbos. Not only do we have a machlokas in regards to two children that were born, and one requires milah on Erev Shabbos, the other on Shabbos. V'shachachu malah shel Shabbos Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. The milah was done on the one that needed the milah on Erev Shabbos. It was done on Shabbos. Shu pater. Then, in such a case, everybody agrees they're pater. Al ma nechleku? When did they disagree? Al mishayi lo shtein tinokas. Echolomel achar Shabbos v'echolomel b'Shabbos. In a case of where there was one that required the milah on Sunday, v'shachol malah shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that in that case you're going to be chayev chatos because in that case the one that required the milah on Sunday has no reason to be circumcised on Shabbos in the sense that there is absolutely no mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, Rabbi Yeshua says nevertheless you're pater because of Tod Vidvar Mitzvah. Ushneim lolim dua, and here Rav Yehuda says, I agree they learned from Avodas Kochavim, but I understood that the Machlokas says Rav Yehuda back to Rav Huna this in the following way. Ushneim lolim dua elimi Avodas Kochavim. Rav Eliezer savar ka'akum, ma Avodas Kochavim am Rachman aloi savad v'chi avin mechayiv. The Torah said, don't do it, and if you don't do it, you're going to be chayiv. Hachanami loshna. And the same thing over here. Rav Yeshua hasam lo tard mitzvah, hacha tard mitzvah. But he learns that the Braisa was only talking about a case of where a mitzvah wasn't done. Where a mitzvah was done, then everybody agrees that the halacha is that you're going to be potter. So that's this machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught, Aymer hayu Rabbi Meir. We're now bringing a third braisa, and this is going to be a third girsa in the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Meir taught, Loi nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, Mishayi lo shtei tinokos, echolomel b'Erev Shabbos, echolomel b'Shabbos. If there was a baby that required milah yesterday on Friday, and there's one baby on Shabbos, v'shavu molo shel Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, shu chayiv. Everybody agrees that in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. So even though a mitzvah was done, nevertheless, you're still going to be chayiv according to everybody. The Gemara will explain later on the internal logic. Al ma nechleku? When do we have the machlokes? Al mishayi lo shtei tinokos. There's two babies. Echolomel achar Shabbos v'echolomel b'Shabbos. One requires the milah on Sunday, other on Shabbos. Shachachu molshu achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And then the milah was done on the seventh day for the baby for that was supposed to be done on Sunday on Shabbos. Shrebi Eliezer mechayiv chatz Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds your chayiv. Yeshua says your poter. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua internally doesn't seem to make any sense. Hash Rabbi Yeshua as seifa de lo kavin mitzvah. In the case of seifa, where the baby was circumcised on its seventh day and no mitzvah was done, nevertheless he's poiter. Reisha de kavin mitzvah, and the reisha he did a mitzvah. Mechayiv. The baby was being circumcised on its ninth day, and there Rabbi Yeshua is going to say your chayiv. So Gemara says an interesting thing from the base medrash of Rabbi Yane. Amrei divei Rabbi Yane. Reisha kigon shekadol moshel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos dolo nitna Shabbos l'tchosa. The reisha, there's one more variable that you need to add. The baby that was supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos was already circumcised on Erev Shabbos. So there was no reason for him, loinitein Shabbos litchais, there was no reason for Shabbos to have been pushed away. Why are you thinking about Mila at all? If you're going to say you had a baby that needed to have its circumcision done on Shabbos, that baby was already circumcised. So then in such a case, there's no heter of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Seifa, but in the Seifa where there was a baby that needed to have its milah done on Shabbos, nitna Shabbos litchos, then there was a reason to do an action of milah that Shabbos would be docha for. And you made a mistake, you mixed up the two babies. What an interesting, sharp teretz from Rav Yane. Rav Ashi asked on this chiluk though. Amar le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, reisha nami, nitna Shabbos litchos, legabi tinokos d'alma. But you could argue in the case of when he did the circumcision of the baby who needed to be done on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, still there are babies who are going to be born in Mirtzah Hashem this Shabbos, who their milah is going to be necessary to be done on the next Shabbos. So on that next Shabbos, you could be osek in thinking about mitzvah's milah. And therefore, that Shabbos is nitein lidachas.
It seems like the Havamina of Rav Ashi was the Cheftza of Shabbos, the day of Shabbos itself, is Nitein Lidachos, and therefore he should be considered Tav Dvar Mitzvah. Rav Kana gives the obvious answer, Lahai Gavra Mielo Yisiyov. But to this individual, this whole heter of Nitein Lidachos is that for this individual, he's going to be Tav Dvar Mitzvah, and he is not Tav Dvar Mitzvah because he doesn't have a particular baby to do the Mila on.
The Mishnah continues. Katan nimal l'shmeina l'tisha u'l'asara l'chadasar u'l'yud beiz loy pachais v'lo yaiser. You could have the earliest mila for a baby on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th days, and there wouldn't be a day earlier. We never do mila on the 7th day, nor would we do, in a situation where the baby is healthy, mila after 12 days. And the Mishnah calculates. Ha-kesad, kidarko. If everything is normal, l'shmona, then the mila is on the 8th day. Noilad l'bein hashmashas. If it was, however, after the sun sets when the baby was born, and it's during the period of bein hashmashas where it's a suffix, let's say whether it was born on Sunday or on Monday, so then you have to wait for Monday, and that is nimo l'tes. Then you will be 9 days if you be calculating from Sunday. It would have to be Monday. Bein Hashmashos shel Erev Shabbos. What happens if it's the Bein Hashmashos of Erev Shabbos? So we're not sure if the baby was born on Friday or on Shabbos. So then in such a case, Nimo La'asara. The baby can't have its Mila done on Shabbos because maybe it was born on Friday. So therefore it needs to, a 10-day break, the Mila would be on Sunday, despite the fact it was born on Bein Hashmashos between Friday and Shabbos. Yom Tov v'achar Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, so now you can't do the Mila on Sunday either, Nima l'chadasar, then you would do it on Monday, that would be 12 days from the baby was born, Bein HaShemashos of Friday to Shabbos. Beis Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah. If there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then Nima l'shneimasar, then you would have to wait for those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to pass. Katan Achoyla. If one has a Katan that is a chola, a molinosa achi yavri, the mila is not done until the child is healed, and then it would be a wait for as long as a child heals.
Amar Shmuel. Shmuel taught us.
If the fever left him, if a baby had a fever, was sick, and wasn't going to have the mila done, but then chalza, that the fever left, noisten loy kol shiv alav roisei, then we start again, and you wait 7 more days in order for one to be able to do the Mila.
The Binyan Sion has a question of whether this is Alach L'Moshe Sinai or Takanas Chachamim. Bepashtus, it's done because of the fear of Sakana. Yiboilu, the Gemara asks the following question, Mi Ba'inan Meis Leis. Do you need 7 full days? In other words, if the baby became healed at 5:30 on Sunday, do you do the Mila on Sunday morning, or you wait till 5:30 on Sunday?
Tashma, I'll bring you a brisa. The Tani Luda, that Luda taught, Yom Havrasa ki Yom Havoldai, that the day the child healed is the day that the child was born. My love, my Yom Havoldai lo b'inu meis leis. Just like it doesn't matter if the baby was born on 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, the Mila could be done and should be done in the morning. My Yom Havoldai lo b'inu meis leis, af Yom Havrasa lo b'inu meis leis. That would be the simple reading of what Luda had said. Loi. Gemara rejects that raya. Adif yom avrasim yom avaldai. Dilu yom avaldai loy bina meisleis. The halacha is that when it comes from the day of birth, we don't need 7 full days of 24-hour periods. And Sunday morning is enough. Dilu yom avrasim bina meisleis. But if the child is healed, you need meisleis. My oldest, Baruch Hashem, was sick, and Baruch Hashem was after a surgery, was entirely healed when he was born, and we did his bris in the afternoon, late afternoon, because that's when he left the hospital 7 days prior. Our next Mishnah begins as follows. Elu hein tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes ha-me'ila. There are parts of foreskin that's ma'akev the mila, that the mila would not be a kosher. And what are that, if it's done? And then there are things that are called tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. Tzitzin ma'akvin are, tzitzin means like
strands, ritsuos. Strands of leather were called tzitzin. So these are similar to that. And these are the strands of the foreskin that are ma'akev. Basar, hachofes rov hatar. If there's flesh that surrounds the majority of the top area of the aver, so then that would be ma'akev. Ve'ein oichol truma. And then in such a case, the child is concerned, arlof, that's not removed, and the child cannot eat truma. Vim hoye bal basar. But if the baby was heavy, into which, when the arla would be removed, then there would seem still that because there was a lot of flesh, that it would there would be more flesh that would fall over the area of the arla, would lean over it, misakna, that should also be removed, mipnei marasayim. Mol v'loy para, if the mila was done, but priya was not done. Priya is the phenomenon of pulling down the foreskin, and not only cutting it off, but pulling down, there is an extra layer. Ki'ilu lo mal, then it's considered as if the mila wasn't done as well. So priya is also necessary to be done. Says the Gemara, Amar Avina, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Amar Rav. Boisei achofes rov gova shel hatara. When we're talking about tzitzin ma'akfin, we're talking about the majority of flesh that rests on the height of the atara. The chiddush over here is that in the Mishnah, you could have understood that if the majority of foreskin is left, then it's going to be a mila psula. But if the majority is removed, then it would be okay. What happens if the majority was removed, but there's one area that the majority of the height, in other words, in one particular area, the rov, gova, the majority of its height, the foreskin was not removed. So from the Mishnah, you might have thought that that was okay. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Rav and says it means anywhere along the area of the Atara, it needs that the majority of the height. It can't have any area where vertically the majority of the foreskin is there. V'imayi ba'al basar, we had learned in our Mishnah, Mishmol katan ha-mesur bo b'basar, a baby that is heavy, Rowan also calls Mansham Iskasha Vinira Mo. We look at him to check if the Mila it was done when the Aver is robust and full, and then to see if it looks as if the child is mo. If when it's robust and full, it's still the fat still falls over it, then it wouldn't need Mila. If it doesn't, ain't a tzarech Mila. Vim lav tzarech Mila. V'masnisa tana, in a braisa we learned from Shem Gamliel Omer, katan ha-mesubo b'basar, ro'an el sakoz ma'at shemiskashu v'inirmol tzarech l'amo, v'im lav eino tzarech l'mula. The difference between what Shmuel had said and the braisa had said is ostensibly just whether you formulate in the positive or in the negative. The braisa had said that when the aver becomes robust and it doesn't look mahul, so then you do need to do the mila. Sounds like the same thing. My benai, what's the nafkamina between these two teachings? It says Gemara, ikum benai nira ve'ena nira. What happens if it looks a little bit mol and looks a little bit not like mol? If it's according to Shmuel, so then you need to do mila because what did Shmuel say that needs to be nira mol? However, according to Braisa, that says eno nira mol, in this case, well, part of it is nira mol, and then it's going to be okay. We learned in our Mishnah mol v'lo para that if the mila was done, but the foreskin that's below isn't pulled down, it's ma'akev, tana rabbanan. Now we learn the halachos of the brachos. Hamol oimer, the mol says, asher kicham sasav tzivanu ala mila. Avia ben oimer, asher kicham sasav tzivanu lachniso bibriso shal avram avinu. Ha'oim dem shamayim, and those who are standing there, they say, kishem shenichas, the bris kein, Kach yikanes l'tor l'chuba meisim tayim. V'amivarech, and afterwards there's another bracha that said, asher kidash yidid mi beten, choyt b'sher esam, it says, chosam b'ois bris kodesh, alkein b'schar zois kelkenu tzavei, command, la'atzil yididu sherenu mishachas, to save us from destruction, l'milam bris asher esam, v'sarenu baruch ato Hashem, karis es abris. So those are the brachos that we are familiar with. Hamol sagerim, someone that does mila on converts, Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Asher Kidshanu Tzaddik Tzivanu Al Hamilav Amvarich Omer Asher Kidshanu Tzaddik Tzivanu Lamol Es Hagerim Ulahatif Meim Dam Bris Shel Molei Dam Bris Lein Skam Shemayim Vaaretz Shenem Ram Loiv Risi Yomem Velay Lechukai Shemayim Vaaretz Lai Samti. We repeat the pasuk in Yirmiyo Baruch Atah Kairei Ses Habris Hamolos Avodim Omer Asher Kidshanu Tzaddik Tzivanu Al Hamilav V'amivarech Asher Kidshanu Tzaddik Tzivanu Lamol Es Avodim Ulahatif Meim Dam Bris Shel Molei Dam Bris Lechukai Shemayim Now we go on Hadron Alach Rabbi Eliezer Amila, and Beis Hashem will come. We should be zocha to come back. And now we go on to the halachos Meshamer. Meshamer is a filter for wine. We would have a barrel, and then there would be a filter that would be put on top of the barrel, and the wine would be filtered into the barrel. Rabbi Eliezer Toilines Aimer Toilines Mishameris Biyomtiv, Finoisin Latulia Bishabis. One is allowed to hang the Mishameris, this filter, on Yomtiv. The implication is not on Shabbos, but you can put the Shmarim, the sediment of wine, into a Tluya that's been hanging on Shabbos. What does that mean? If the filter has not been put up, you're not allowed to put it up on Shabbos and put wine inside. But tluya, if it's already been hanging, then the halacha is that it's mutter. The chachamim aimrim ain't tayelas toilinus hamishameris biyomtov. The chacham disagree, and they say even on yomtov, you're not allowed to hang it. Ve einoisin letluya b'shabbos, and you can't put sediment into the filter, even if it was hanging previous to Shabbos, and it had been hung for Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to put inside. But you're allowed to put it into a filter that's already been hanging on Yomtiv. Now, the chiddush of our Mishnah is really Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says something quite mechudash. He seems to be allowing you to filter wine on Shabbos itself, as long as the contraption has been taken care of. Rashi only gives us a small clue. Rashi tells us at the end of Dibur HaMaskil Tolin that sifting wine in this way is not derech borer bekach. The Ritva explains that the normal way to sift, as we've seen in the Gemara on Ayin Dalid, is to sift le'otzar, is when the sifting that was done in the Mishkan, that sifting was done first in the field and separated then. Separating immediately prior to Achila is not considered Borer. And therefore, the Ritva says, this was being done Al Menas Lechol B'yad, so then in such a case, it's going to be Aser. According to the Rabbanan, who disagree, the Rabbanan would probably say that since it's not in the process of eating itself, even though it is being done Letzarech Achila, that is not enough to be Mutter. Now, the Gemara brings up first, a totally different issue aside from Borer. On Kufla Meches, we'll discuss more Borer. The Gemara brings up the issue of putting up, of hanging the filter. Why would hanging the filter be an issue? Nothing to do with Borer. It's an issue of Bonet. Says the Gemara, Hashter, Rabbi Eliezer Asufei, Oel Arai Lo Mosfinan. The reason why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're not allowed to put up a tent, or to add to a tent, is going to be an Iser, despite the fact that the tent is already standing. Ask the Maral, Mi Uved L'chatchila Shari. So then, why is it over here that we allow him to hang on Yom Tov this filter? This filter is going to hover over the barrel. And not only are you adding to a tent, you're creating this tent. Why do we refer to this as similar to a tent? Mahi, the Gemara spells out what it means. Disnat, we learned in a Mishnah. Pekaka chalon. This is the Mishnah on Kuf Chafei Amebeis. The closure of a window. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Bizman Shu Kosher Vitalui. If there is a string that is attached to it and it's in the air, you're allowed to close it. The critical part for our sugya is that the pkak,
the closing of the window, similar to what we have in Israel called a tris, the sliding closure, that is hanging in the air and is not sitting on the ground, and it's considered still attached to the window and it's not considered bona. Vim lav ein pokim bo. But if it's not attached in the air and it's sitting on the ground, you can't close it because that would be adding to an oel. And the Chachamim hold that the halacha is that you're allowed to close it. What is this machlokas? Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't make a tent. If the only machlokas was whether to add. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that the halacha is that there are times that you're going to be prohibited to adding to this window because it's not attached and it's considered as if you're being mosif. You can't add on Yom Tov, certainly on Shabbos. So now the Gemara is asking, wait a second, how in the world could you then hang this filter? Because the filter is hovering over like a tent. Answers the Gemara, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that even though it's a malacha, that's not going to be a problem on Yom Tov. The Sanya, as we learned in Braisa, ain't ben Yom Tov l'shavus eloch v'nefesh bovat. On Yom Tov, all malachos are aser, but if it's for food, it's mutter. How far does that heter go? Rabbi Yehuda matter, Rabbi Yehuda extends it, af machshir eloch v'nefesh, even those things that help you eat. So since there are these things that help you eat, so that is going to be mutter. So the answer to the question of how Rabbi Lezer allows is that this is considered machshire ochal nefesh for Yom Tov. You're allowed to make this oel if it's going to help you drink wine. So asks the Gemara, Amen, Shemin led Rabbi Yehuda machshirin shi'ef shalasos emeir Yom Tov. When it comes to machshirin, he only allowed those things that you couldn't make on Yom Tov. For example, when you have a spit, Rashi says, that had become crooked on Yom Tov, and you need now to use on Yom Tov to roast something, then you could fix it. You could straighten it out. Even if it's an Isur D'oraisa. Machshirin, she'ef she'asos me'erev Yom Tov, mishamislei. But if we're talking about those things that you could have done in Erev Yom Tov by putting the mishmar down, then in such a case, it should have been Aser. So why is Rabbi Eliezer matir Amisha? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer adif from Rabbi Yehuda? No. You have to say the Shita Rabbi Eliezer is that stronger than that of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Rabbi Eliezer holds that not only are machshirim that you couldn't have done on Erev Yom Tov, mutter to do on Yom Tov, like was posited by Rabbi Yehuda, he holds all machshirim, even those that could have been done in Erev Yom Tov, will also be mutter. This B'siyata D'Shmaya concludes Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. I hope for the halacha from the daily Daf to be able to learn with you the sugya of Mila and Priya, particularly the halacha of the Mishnah on the top line of our Amud, Mol V'lo Para Ki'ilu Lo Mol. This B'siyata D'Shmaya concludes Kuf Lamed Zayin in Masechta Shabbos.